Now joining me is fourth-year Thunder Basin head basketball coach Rory Williams. Hey, Rory, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for asking. Well, Rory, March is here, and the postseason is about to start. And you start with a do-or-die game against Campbell County, a team you lost to last Thursday. Now, how has your players responded after that loss, and what has been the mood like around your program?
You know, I think our kids are really mature, and they handled that loss really well. You know, it's probably a little bit of a wake-up call for them. You know, it's a lot of those kids haven't lost to the Camels, you know, since they've started playing. So, you know, we had practice for 2.5 hours on Friday after school, and I thought they responded very well. I didn't have to say a whole lot for them to understand what we didn't do right. And, you know, I'm excited to have, you know, three really good practices this week and throw it up and see what happens against a really good Camel team. I mean, they played very well. They shot it very well. I thought they took advantage of our weaknesses at the right times. And so we have to do a lot of things better. And, you know, if you play average against a really good team, most of the time you're not going to win on the road.
Now, you're going into regionals having lost 4 of 5, and you told me that you guys just aren't playing well right now. Of course, you did bounce back with a couple of really good practices. I will say this, and this is my humble opinion. In my opinion, I don't think you guys are playing terrible. I think you're missing a lot of three-pointers, and you're going into March. It's postseason basketball. Postseason basketball is a different monster. What say you about that, and also, what do you want to see from your guys?
You know, I think you're very accurate. You know, at East, at Central, at Sheridan, at Campbell County. I mean, every one of those teams I just mentioned are in your top five. And so those aren't easy places to play, especially for a young team like ourselves. And so, you know, every one of those games we're, you know, beating East going into the fourth. I think we were down 2 against Central going into the fourth, tied with Sheridan going into the fourth. Down 2 against Campbell County going into the fourth. We just have to be more mature, you know, going into the fourth quarter and play more of a consistent, consistent game, whether we're shooting it good or not. You know, we really take pride on our defense kind of being that constant, knowing that some days you're going to shoot it very well and some days, you know, we're not going to shoot it. And so, you know, I really feel like we can be better defensively and, you know, and hopefully we continue to shoot it a little bit better. Our kids maintain that confidence. We have all the confidence in them. And I think Campbell County, we shot at 38%, which is very uncharacteristic for us. So we have to find a way to kind of fix things on both ends, whether it's on the defensive end and offensive end. And, you know, I have the most confidence in our team to be able to do that heading into Thursday.
Speaking of your defense, Campbell County has a potent offense with Luke running the show. What are the keys to slowing that whole group down?
You know, I think not letting them beat you in transition. You know, I think lately, whether it was against the Camels or any of those games on the road, I thought we gave up some easy ones in transition, which we shouldn't do. You know, we don't crash the offensive boards very hard to begin with just because of our size. You know, I think we need to guard the ball a lot better. I thought we got beat off the bounce numerous times, you know, all 4 of those road games. And so we just got to buckle down and play a little bit better. And you know, like I said, our kids can self-reflect. They know exactly what they need to do. And my job is just to kind of polish some things up, and hopefully they can carry it out there and do what they need to do to get to state.
Now, this is the last question. I know this team still has a bad taste in its mouth from last year, the state title tournament being canceled. Moreover, you are at home in this game. What would it mean to you in this entire Bolt program to knock off your crosstown rival in order to punch your ticket to state?
I think it means a lot just to get to state in general, whether you're beating the Camels or the Trojans or the Bronx, whoever it might be. You know, getting to state is a huge thing. That's what these kids work for a long time, and especially with kind of how last year ended. And you know, it's very unfortunate, obviously, for those 5 seniors. But, you know, these 3 seniors in particular, you really want them to be able to get that experience. I think that's every head coach's goal, is to get those seniors into a state tournament. So, you know, we're 32 minutes away. It happens to be on our home court. And, you know, we have to go do what we need to do to beat a really, really good Camel team and a really good Camel coach team.
Rory, anything else you'd like to add?
No. Thanks for your coverage, and I hope you enjoy Thursday night because it will be fun.